or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Bebby Crispin presents...
Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut-up / collage, and a general Crispin weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello, hello. This is Jed, the host of Crescendo, every Sunday 6 to 7 on CITR 101.9, broadcasting live from the UBC Point Grey campus on the unceded Musqueam territory. Hope everybody's day is going fantastic. Hope it's been a good week. You just listened to Chthonic Boom, a great show that if you have not checked out yet, if you're a usual listener on my show, number one, thank you. Number two, listen to them. Fantastic group of guys who play some really good experimental music. Today's show is going to be pretty good. It's going to be all music. No performances. Yes, I know, no live performances. Oh, boo-hoo. But it's okay. We got a total of about 14 songs going your way, so it's going to be a good one. Starting off, we're going to start at the chill side as usual. This is Feral Love by Chelsea Wolfe. Very kind of dark, almost emo, gothic-y way of going about, like, more electronic folk. So it sounds like really kind of, it has, like, the folky, like, charm to it, but it's really, like, as 90s and goth as you could get. Like, I've compared it to it before. Like, it sounds like it should be, like, on the Twin Peaks soundtrack. But she's really good with, like, sound dynamics, too. So it's a very, like, layered, definitely layered sound and a lot of different types of stuff each album she does. So definitely check out Chelsea Wolfe. And that's what we're starting with today. So here is Feral Love by Chelsea Wolfe. Thank you very much for listening. Hope the week has been going swimmingly.
Thank you. bet you'd lose your mind too. Papers say this knocked us on our knees. We were already on our knees. They said golf was dead and it was never going to come back.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And all I'm going to say to you is, fuck off and go.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Hello, hello, I am back. That right there was Feral Love by Chelsea Wolfe, followed by Circle the Dark by the great indie band Tops, and after that was Ballad of a Fisherman's Wife by the Great Lakes Swimmers. If you're into like any type of folk or indie music at all, like Great Lakes, definitely something to check out. They have a lot. They have about like 5 or 6 members in the band as well, so there's a lot of more like instrumental dynamics going on. It a lot of different layering, and it's. I feel like they're a lot like Fleet Foxes in that no matter where you listen to them, you feel like you're in the mountains, and you're by a campfire, and everything is fantastic. So definitely check them out. Put them on your playlist. Listen to them. I don't know. You do you. It's your life. But the other music coming up for us next, this is another band that I always like referring back to. This is the Mina Birds with Go On and Cry. I'm still stoked on this because about 3 weeks ago I found out that this band existed for a time from 66 to 67 on the Motown record label. And it's still the one with Neil Young, the future members of Buffalo Springfield, as well as Rick James as the lead singer. And that still blows my mind that that music concoction existed. But it's just really good, straight R&B from the era. It has Neil Young on guitar, so it's definitely a lot more like complexity to what his leads are, and that definitely shows on like the album and as well as like the individual singles. Wait, album? What am I saying? That's the interesting thing. They didn't even come out with an album. I'm getting ahead of myself here, but they do have a few singles that you could definitely check out, like Go On and Cry and a few other ones that are actually really available on YouTube. Thank God for that. So definitely check out any of the Mina Birds stuff. And after that, we're going to go on a couple songs from the old 90s emo. And I'm not talking about Hot Topic emo with the sadness and the screaming. I'm talking about 90s emo with the real, like, oh, wow, this is emotionally powerful stuff. So it's going to be the Mina Birds straight to American Football and then Mineral. So it's going to go around a little bit, but stay tuned. It's going to be a good rest of the show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hope your Sunday has been going great. And this is CITR 101.9, the show Crescendo, your host, Jed. Have a good one, everybody.
Yeah. hurt you so bad. It hurts me too, yeah. Just because his love was fair and it didn't last like you thought it would, don't stop to blaming it on the whole.
Baby, go on and cry. thoughts flap their wings and fly, and I can still taste defeat on my.
Right there was Go On and Cry by the Mina Birds. Afterwards was Never Meant by American Football, and then Gloria by Mineral. Mina Birds, like I was saying, R&B group. Rick James led it. Neil Young was in it. Fantastic. After that, however, we got two really good 90s emo groups that definitely don't... well, in some circles, American Football definitely gets like the recognition it deserves because of how much influence they had. But Mineral is another group that even in like a lot of people still don't know about them, like in general, that you definitely should check out. The amount of impact that these two groups had, even though you haven't really heard much of them, possibly, like they had on like the indie rock genre as a whole is phenomenal. And they also were both only around for a couple of years in the 90s. American Football came back a little bit, but the folks in Mineral pretty much spread out and did their own thing in different groups. But give them a listen, investigate more of their stuff, and just see how you hear that kind of sound dynamic and how that kind of guitar work in a lot of the other like coming up indie albums going from the later 90s to the 2000s. And now to bring it back a little bit, show you some 90s stuff. Here's a song. This is one of my favorites actually by this band, the legendary group. Without any more further ado, here is Ramble On by Led Zeppelin. A funny story, I pushed so hard to have this be my graduation song for my school because there's a lot of other like really good songs. That it was a great song that was picked. I forgot which one, not coming to mind, oops. But it, I just remember hearing the first little bit of it, and it's about just going on your way. It's time to leave, to say goodbye to the comfort of home and all this. But then it goes on like a 2.5 minute tangent that's just a J.R.R. Tolkien reference. And going full out Lord of the Rings for your graduation song is maybe why they didn't choose it, but I say it should have been done anyways. So anyways, I do digress. Here is Ramble On by Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9, your host Jed of the show Crescendo.
much obliged for such a pleasant stay. But now it's time for me to go. The autumn moon lights my way. But now I smell the rain, and with it came. So tired.
Hello again. This is your host, Jed, of the show Crescendo on CITR 101.9. Still here, still playing some new tunes. Right there was Ramble On by Led Zeppelin, and I offered a brief little anecdote about they just really wanted that to be the grad song. I remember what the grad song was, and some really close friends ended up playing, actually. It was It's Time by Imagine Dragons. It still was really good, but I feel bad for not saying which song was picked for it, even though I really wanted Ramble On, because, well, that's just a little mean and inconsiderate of me now, isn't it? Anyways, after that, I played That's All Right by Laura Mavola. The album that That's All Right that came out, it was already came out like maybe 6 months to a year before this album that I played it off of came out, because the Metropole Orchestra, which is actually a European orchestra, was actually available to re-record the album with her, with the backing of their symphony, which is probably the coolest like option you can have as any type of performer, I feel like. It's just an entire symphonic orchestra is just down to play your songs that you wrote. The same thing happened with, I keep forgetting the name of the album, but the Metallica album where they were actually played live with the San Francisco Symphony. Absolutely fantastic sound to it. Just adds like so much more intensity to the sound. Of course, just layers upon layers more that you wouldn't expect to be found in like the standard of that music. So it's definitely, both check out that Metallica album, and also if you're looking for something jazzier and chiller, definitely look for the Laura Mavola with the Metropole Orchestra album. Then after that, I play the Vancouver Natives' Mother Mother with their song Hayloft. Coming up next is, I know I referenced this great, what would I call it? This landmark in Canadian cinema. Yes, that's the word. That's, I almost said cinnamon, Jesus. Anyways, in the landmark in Canadian cinema, Scott Pilgrim versus the World definitely got me into Plumtree and other groups like that. A lot of, actually, like, that was one of the first pieces of media that got me into a lot of different Canadian indie music. But here's some of the stuff that was actually performed for the album, not for the album Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, like the soundtrack, not just music that the creator of the series just brought into the movie, which he also did with bands like Plumtree. I think there was a Broken Social Scene song in there. I don't know. You can check it out. But either way, this is one of the title tracks of it that is one of the first songs that is played by the band within the movie called Sexbomb. So this song is We Are Sexbomb, very lo-fi, punky tune. And after that, I'm getting into some Shaky Graves and some Alexis on Fire. So stay tuned for the last little bit of the show, getting heavier. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be right back.
have a little fun. Until the day is done.
Alrighty, that was We Are Sex Bomb by Sex Bomb. If Not For You by Shaky Graves, a blues country act. He actually came out a few years back. I looked it up today. He actually didn't start out doing music at all. He was a child/teen actor. Apparently he was in Spy Kids 3D. But then he just grew up and started really, really getting into music. And he has this almost like hobo folk look to him where he comes up with one snare drum by like a pedal snare. And the snare is in a suit, like, actually put in a suitcase on the side, and he has the same thing with a tambourine. So he has like two kick drums, so he's doing his own drums just with his feet going, then he's doing his singing, and he actually is I believe a self-taught guitarist, so his finger picking style is definitely very different and unique and adds a very cool different spin on country blues in general. But check out more Shaky Graves' work. After that was Sidewalk When She Walks by Alexis on Fire by the unrepeatable Dallas Green. I mean, by that I meant, like, there's not going to be another person like him in the future. Like, that person's going to be... You know what I mean. It sounded weird, but you know what I mean. Don't look at me like I'm weird or anything. Anyways, yeah, that was Sidewalk When She Walks by Alexis on Fire. Of course, Dallas Green is a pretty household name, especially in, like, West Coast Canada, but check out all of his stuff from City in Color to Alexis on Fire. Does chill, does heavy, does folk, does metal, does it all. Then the last few songs for today is No, I'm in Control by Ken Mode, short for Kill Everything Now Mode. That was actually a term coined by Henry Rollins. I forgot what he was referring to, but that was the actual inspiration for this band's name. So I'll be playing that, some more definite heavier stuff going up. And then the last song I'm playing, I have to give the shout out to O'Day Sue, the good guys back from Benicia. This is the band that some of my friends were in high school, and they were absolutely talented beyond their years in what they created. This very, very heavy lyrics, very poetic verse, experimental metal hardcore band. So it's definitely like some mind-blowing stuff, and their song coming up would be Abetted Ruin. So that'll be coming up right after No, I'm in Control. So here are your last two songs. Thank you very much for listening. Hope everybody has a wonderful rest of their week. This is your host, Jed of Crescendo on CITR 101.9, signing off. Have a good one, everybody. So that right there was No, I'm in Control by Ken Mode. One last message. Just got to say, definitely keep tuning in to the next show, More Than Human, hosted by the good man Gareth. His show has a more of experimental electronic sound to it, so definitely check out his show if you don't already listen to it. So to finish off, my show for today here is Abetted Ruin by Ode Sue. Thank you very much, everybody.
Magnetic tape offers numerous creative possibilities.
Right, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's show.
The music you are listening to is completely electronic. Nearly everyone you know cooks electrically or will.
9, 50, 51, 52, 53.